Republican presidential candidates had another oratorical throwdown yesterday.
It was the sixth major debate for the GOP contenders. This time, the location helped determine the focus. It was held in Dearborn, Michigan, a state with one of the highest unemployment rates in the country. And the sponsors of the event, the Wall Street Journal, CNBC Business Channel, and MSNBC. The questions ranged from taxes and trade to energy and jobs.
The big headline this morning, a little beef between frontrunners Rudy Giuliani and Mitt Romney. The two got into a tiff over who had a better record of cutting taxes.
Now, Romney criticized Giuliani for his opposition to the line item veto, which Romney says helps a president cut taxes. When Giuliani was mayor of New York City, he led a lawsuit against the Clinton administration to challenge the line item veto. We'll pick it up with the former mayor.
The difference is that under Governor Romney, spending went up in Massachusetts per capita by 8%. Under me, spending went down by 7%. The line item veto was unconstitutional. I took Bill Clinton to the Supreme Court and beat Bill Clinton. It's unconstitutional. What the heck can you do about that if you're strict constructionist? And finally, the point is that you've got to control taxes, but I did it. He didn't. I controlled taxes. I brought taxes down by 17%. Under him, taxes went up 11% per capita. I led. He lagged.
Sir, rebuttal here. Final rebuttal.
It's a nice line, but it's baloney. Mayor, you got to check your facts. No taxes. I did not increase taxes in Massachusetts. I lowered taxes.
Another big question. Are unions good for America? Ron Paul. The Ron Paul Express cannot be stopped. He said it's a basic right to unionize. John McCain said they help ward off abuses, but in some cases they've been excessive. Fred Thompson, remember him, said he was part of one, the Screen Actors Guild, and Kansas Senator Sam Brownback, who took issue with Congressman Tom Tancredo's characterization of Ma Brownback. When Brownback's mother came up, this is what he said.
My mother was a union member. She was a mail carrier, a rural mail carrier. She called herself a postal pack and grandma.
Congressman Tancredo.
Sam, I don't, your mom, if she was a postal worker, believe me, she didn't need a union on top of civil service benefits. The fact is that...
Don't pick on my mother.
No, I'm sure she's a sweetheart.
I'm sure she's
a sweetheart, but she doesn't need
leave
a vote,
my mother out of this.
Don't mess with Mom Brownback. But a big part of the spotlight, obviously, on Fred Thompson, former senator turned actor on Law and Order, turned presidential candidate who is making his first debate appearance. A lot of people wondered if he would slip up in some way. Let's see how he did when Chris Matthews threw a potential proverbial banana peel in his way.
Tell me about the Prime Minister of Canada. How would you get along with? Who is the Prime Minister of Canada?
Harper.
You know, those supposed gotcha questions have really slipped a little bit. I mean, it used to be something maybe a little more obscure than that. Score, Thompson 1, Matthews 0, or Zed, as Stephen Harper would say. In just a minute, we're going to get more into the debate, and we're going to play some more sound from the event when we talk to MSNBC correspondent David Schuster.
But right now, it's time for the news. Here's Rachel.